Join with me in prayer, please. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. This is a homily. It's short. Not going to be a full sermon. We have lots to do today. But this is a very rich passage for a number of reasons. First, we have this contrast between John's words last week talking about pits of vipers and cutting down trees and the chaff going into the fire. One of the interesting things that John said last week in the scripture was that we will know the good fruit, the good trees, because of the good fruit, that those trees that do not bear good fruit will be cut down. And that's interesting in light of this passage for a reason I'll get to in a second. But I want you to keep those things in mind, that we had God, John, out in the wilderness, looking a little bit rough, looking a little bit wild last week, eating either pancakes or locusts. It doesn't matter. The pancakes you make on the banks of a river are pretty crude. And so we have this question that Jesus asks about John. What did you go out to see? A reed blowing in the wind. What did you go out to see? Fancy, soft clothes. Now it's thought that Jesus here is alluding to the current king that sometimes used the symbol of a reed on his coinage. And there were, in fact, out in the wilderness, summer palaces for the king and the court to be. And so if we look at it in that setting, Jesus is saying, did you go to listen to the powerful? Did you go to hear the message of this high person? Did you go to that person to find truth? Because in this time, we're dealing with Jesus coming in a form that was not expected. People expected a Davidic king to come and be the savior of Israel. That's who got anointed, prophets and kings. It was a literal king people were looking for. But Jesus says, you may be expecting a restorative king, but when you needed truth, you did not go to those in power. You did not go to the palaces. You did not go to the king. Instead, you went to see the wild man in the woods. You went to John because you knew that prophets do not look nice, that prophets are not polished, that prophets who have the Spirit of God sometimes are not popular. And so that is where Jesus points out all these people looked for truth. And so he's also saying, John is the one saying that one is coming who is greater than I, and that is the truth that you are looking for right now. And so when he lists off all of the deeds that he has been doing, he's calling back to John, talking about the good fruit that comes from the tree. Now, there are details there that I'm not going to get into that make it more complicated than that. But Jesus is saying, go back, tell John. Look at the fruit from this tree. Look at the fruit that Jesus Christ bears in the world. And you will see who I am and what I am doing. And on this day when we have a children's program, a children's worship service in this church, where for the rest of the service we will hand it over to them to lead us in worship, we are reminded that truth does not come in tidy boxes. It did not come in a tidy box for the followers of John. It did not come in a tidy box for followers of Jesus. It does not come in a tidy box for us. Truth is in the margins. Truth is in the voice of a child speaking a truth that might be uncomfortable to us. Truth is the laughter when things don't go the way you think they're going to go, and you find it doesn't matter. We are all loved children of God. In this passage, we are reminded as we live our lives every day that while we are tempted to look at those with power and wealth, in Jesus' time, there were those with power and wealth who nonetheless produced bad fruit from their trees. And for him, for his followers, for his disciples, it was those who were a little unexpected a little at the margin, a little unpolished, a little unpopular, that produces the good fruit. So as we prepare ourselves to be led in this service, let us remember that and take that message with us. Everyone we see today will reveal a truth to us. Everyone we see out in the world will reveal a truth to us. It's up to us to be paying attention. Amen.